11th floor of Hotel Adagio in San Francisco. Well, it's been a crazy 2.5 weeks across America. The official Wines of South Africa tour of America is over, but for your myself running around, I've still got another 4 days of business to do and a lot to reflect on from the tour. There's been an enormous amount of comment, and both positive and negative, about the tour. I think that a lot of people, a lot of producers that came on this tour were unprepared. They were expecting an American market to be handed to them on a plate, and it just doesn't work like that. The consumer tastings were very well attended, and on a lot of occasions, people actually wanted to buy wine there and then, and they just couldn't. I think that a lot of the producers will have taken a lot of information out of this trip, perhaps not sales, but certainly information, and they will have the ability now to start building on the base, building on the foundation that they've made from this trip. Although this wasn't the first Woza American tour, it was certainly the most well attended, but I think that the American Wines of South Africa team has to reflect back on the actual number of attendees, perhaps a little bit disappointing. The question that should be asked is, if this was an Italian or a Spanish wine tasting, would we have had fewer or more people coming to the tasting? My theory on this, and having spoken to a lot of people, is that the number of visitors to this tour was not ideal. Sure, there were some excellent visits from top journalists, some very key buyers were there, but a lot of the buyers were there were actually invited by fellow producers and were there to see their existing suppliers. So it's really going to come down to the follow-up now to see what happens and if this can have a material effect on the future of South African wine. I think that people have learned a lot, and this just needs to be applied now. Well, that's all for now. I've got a full day ahead, so I'm going to sign off. Thank you for listening to the Rootstock Podcast. I hope you find it interesting. I hope that it perhaps teaches you something about the American market. And you can look forward to the next installment coming to you tomorrow. Goodbye.